Hey guys, welcome to the Brokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm John, or Stevens.
And I am your amazingly, beautifully crafted host, Ethan Owen of LabZXU Gaming. Would either of you two like to debunk that statement?
No.
No, you're very handsome indeed, sir.
Alright, I'm hearing some good things, Noah. I'm hearing some good things. That's my bonus 20 points over to you. And John didn't say anything, so he doesn't get it.
I feel like this is just a stroking your egos contest.
Oh, is that... Wait, Noah, do you hear what I'm hearing? I'm hearing minus 20 points in the gallery over there.
Yeah, I'm 40 points, actually.
No wonder I keep losing the game shows for a while. Like, I'm not a winning thing now, but before that...
You've spoiled my topic, I can't believe. But anyway... this is being pre-recorded, so we don't really have much small talk unless you... I mean, we all went to the bathroom, you know, that was
it was a good bathroom break.
Yeah.
That was a good bathroom break. We all got a drink. I mean, I didn't get a drink. I didn't have a drink with me. These guys got a drink, I think. What did you say to me, little shit?
You're amazing. You winner. Winner.
I hear more negative points in the gallery? No. Listeners, do you think... Scream yes if you think John should have negative points. That's pretty much everybody. That's pretty much everyone saying yes. Alright, John's minusing to 50 million points. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new world record for minus points. I don't believe it.
Are you sure it's a world record? I did lose a lot of points that one game, though.
And John has before, so that's minus a million points. So an extra million on there. Got him. Now it's a new world record. But anyway, moving off of John's hilariously losing streak, we're going to go into the... So the headline, don't have one. Creator Showcase, don't have one either. So we're just going to get into the topic today. Because like I said, these are all pre-recorded, and I originally had a Creator Showcase, then just off the mind kind of forgot about it, you know, and I can't find it again. So you guys just don't get to know. Headlines also had it written down, and then surprisingly, my phone just like deleted itself, and it like deleted... And when I restored it, it only deleted that thing, and so I couldn't get it back. So I can't get that back either.
Wow.
The universe
said no to that.
Very convenient. Yeah, I know it sounds very convenient, but trust me, it's real. But since John freaking spoiled it, I mean, come on, man. We are going to be doing the first game show of season 2, and I'm very excited for this one because it's very fun and very funny. It's also sort of a different take on the game shows we've been doing. This season 2 is going to have some really different, wacky game shows. I think it's going to be great. This is going to be one of them, though. Just to remind you, John, at the end of season 1, was on a winning streak on game shows. Noah, when game shows first started, originally was winning, and then he lost it. It wasn't Foodgevity that started it, but it was like Foodgevity just kind of sunk him deeper. But then after that, he completely lost everything. He was on a losing streak for a while with the game shows, but now I'm very interested to see, will John continue his streak into season 2, or will it be a new season, new person, and Noah will be able to win this one? That's what's on the line today, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope Noah loses just because I don't like him.
Fuck you, you bald head.
Pure honesty, I like it. Plus 50 million points back to Jeevans. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So welcome to the Killer Count game show. So, a game show all about trying to figure out what amount of food/drinks would kill you. Is how fun is that? This game show will be structured in a guess the amount of jelly beans in the jar type of question. You'll be asked how many items it would take to kill you, and you'll be tasked with guessing the number. The player who is closest to the number wins that round. It's as simple as that. Or is it? Ethan, please. Dun, dun, dun. No, actually, don't do that. It's cringy as frick. Since the numbers could be literally anything, and there's a lot of margin for error, there is something to help you. Every time you get a question right, you get 10 points. You can then use said points to buy some perks. You can buy some perks at the start of the round before the question is even asked. You can visit Ethan's totally legit shop to buy perks. The perks are as follows. Higher or lower. You can spend $2 after the player makes their first guess. The host will then tell them if it's higher or lower. So it's kind of just a borderline thing. You can spend 3 points for first two numbers revealed. So it's kind of like that one game show where it was like name the game, I think, where you got the first two letters of the game. This one's the first two numbers of the number. You can spend 5 points to get the number value. It gives the player a range to guess from. It's like a small range. You can spend $7 to get the first three numbers revealed. And then you can spend 10, which is double or nothing. So a player bets their 10 points, and if they get it right, they get 20 points. So it's just double or nothing. Player start the game with 20 points and will be getting a 10-point boost halfway through. Use your money wisely while also trying to stay above your opponent. After all, outliving your enemies is the best prize of all. Isn't that adorable? That's what that's what the game show is all about. So I know I kind of went over that pretty quickly, but do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Done?
Done.
Hello.
Is there a time limit, guys?
Yes. Oh, is 5 seconds. Limit?
No, there's no time limit. It would have been a great question to ask, wouldn't it? Aside from that, I'm pretty sure I explained everything in full. So, yeah, remember you start with 20 points. So you're starting with 20 whole points. So you can spend points at the beginning or you don't have to. All the perks are as follows, like I said. You don't have to tell me the amounts. I'll just tell you the amount to confirm that that's what you're spending. But higher or lower, first two numbers revealed, number value, first three numbers revealed, and then double or done. Those are the names of the perks. So just tell me that you want to use those. And then I'll tell you how much it is so you understand how much you're spending. All right, capiche?
John's gambling addiction is going to come back here.
I mean, to be fair, he gambled in the previous game shows and beat you, so I don't know what you expect. But just saying. But anyway, are you guys ready to start?
I guess.
Yeah.
What do you mean, are you guys, John?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I thought. Question one. There's no time limit, so just take your time with these questions. If I find that you're cheating, because these answers aren't exactly easily accessible, but some of them are. If I find out you're cheating, that you guess like pretty much the exact number, I'll come over to your house, pull up John's older brother and stab you in the head, and then make you die. So don't do that. Question one. How many chicken nuggets does it take to kill you?
Okay.
Like I said, take your time, gentlemen. This is not a rush.
I feel like I remember seeing a meme about this. I don't know.
Me too.
A meme about how many chicken nuggets does it take to kill you.
Was it like?
Feels like it wouldn't be that high because they aren't very healthy. But
yeah. I'm gonna take a guess at like 35.
I'm just gonna help you here. You can buy a 40-piece nugget from McDonald's. I just wanna.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw your bone because like. That's just such a pathetic answer that I had to feel sorry for you.
I was thinking that it sucked, so.
well,
when I said it wasn't that high, I didn't mean like it was something you could normally order.
You can order. Oh, man, McDonald's, the fatality rate ever since the 40 piece has come out, man, it's insane.
Yes. I'm going to guess. Probably like 150.
Okay.
150, okay.
I'm thinking 180.
180, all right. You guys are so hilariously wrong, it's hilarious. The answer is 300,000, guys. You would actually die from because remember the chicken nugget itself has to kill you, not what's in, like not exterior factors. You would actually die by exterior factors in this sense before you even die from eating too many chicken nuggets. Because your stomach would explode before you can even finish all of them. So it's 300,000 approximately. So you guys are very wrong. You're still at 20 points though, so you didn't lose anything. You don't lose points if you're wrong. True. But you didn't gain any points for not getting wrong. So there's that.
Okay.
Remember, guys, you still have 20 points and you still have, I'm calling it money, I guess. You still have 20 bucks. I'm just going to call it money because I'd label you as money. So you have 20 bucks to start out with.
Okay.
So just remember that. Question two. How many watermelon does it take to kill you?
Well, those are significantly bigger than chicken nuggets.
They are, but they are a little healthier too, so it's like...
True. Well, so it would probably be outside effects again, like it was with the chicken nuggets.
Are you listening? The...
Are you listening?
I'm thinking like 580.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with 1,285.
That is very specific. Again, hilariously wrong, gentlemen. The answer was four.
Four watermelons.
you're eating the entirety of the watermelon, and the watermelons are massive, and there's a lot of them, but 90% of it's water anyway. You would actually die by drowning because of the amount of water you would be consuming. That your stomach wouldn't be, it'd be going up, it'd be going back up your throat. Essentially, that's how much water you have in your body at that point.
So wait, what I'm hearing is that chicken nuggets are healthier than watermelon.
I don't know if that's a takeaway. So I'm gonna say, do not take that as advice. Anyone, no doctors. Yeah. Also, please don't sue. So there's that too. We're just gonna move past that. Question three: how many cups of coffee does it take to kill you?
I think I know this.
Now you guys are coffee connoisseurs, so I hope you. I'm gonna hope you get it right. Now remember, you have things to spend if you want to spend stuff.
Right, but I think I know this.
Really?
I can't wait for you to be wrong. I'm gonna laugh so hard.
I did some research in 10th grade when I was younger before COVID, and how many cups of coffee it would take you from Death Wish coffee to kill? Well, to die.
This isn't Death Wish coffee. It's just normal coffee, Noah.
I know, but I also did the research on regular coffee too, and it was something. What was it?
Wow, I can't believe it was something. I thought it was nothing. I thought you just died looking at the coffee.
Fuck you, John. It's been a while. 10th grade was like fucking 4 or 5 years ago for me.
Listen, I wasn't expecting you to have it out the top of your head, but something is a little vague.
I think it's... I'm gonna say like 86.
86 sounds... almost a little too high. Like, caffeine can like easily kill you in large amounts. I'm gonna say 52.
52. Also, I forgot the rules of my own game show. It's whoever gets closest gets points. The problem was you guys are so far from the first one that I don't know who's closer. I'm pretty sure John was closer because Noah said an absurd number. So I'm gonna give the 10 points to John for the first one. I think Noah was close on the second one, so you're still basically tied. But I was forgetting to do that. But now we're back in track. So Noah, you said what? You said 80 something. What was your exact number?
It was 86, I think.
86. John, you said what?
52.
Oh damn! I have to do math for this one. Let's see. I think 80. So 84, right now, or 86? Which one was it?
86.
Okay, so 86. So you're 16 away. John, you said 52. The answer is 70, if anyone wants to help. I'm pretty sure Noah's 16 away. Is John less than 16? I think John's less than 16. Let me... So 52. Is it one difference? That'd be so funny.
It would be quite funny.
Yeah.
Or no, Noah's closer by 2. Okay.
Wow.
That's what it is. So one of you is close. Wow. No. That is close, man. That is close. Okay. Well, there you have it. So Noah, you're at 40. You have 40 bucks, and John, you have 30. You guys have a lot of money to spend. So you know, just nudge, hint, nudge, nudge.
Hey, no, you should gamble some.
I mean, you both have a lot of money, so it's not just him. Okay. So question four. Wait, yeah, question four. How many bananas does it take to kill you?
I know the fucking answer.
I doubt you do, but sure.
You said that last time, though, so it's like...
Yeah, that's true. No, you said your study was in high school, and you were actually like 16 off, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I think I actually know the answer here.
You better be exact, or you're off the podcast for good.
10,000 bananas. 10,000.
That seems pretty high, but then again, the chicken nuggets seem pretty high, and the watermelon seem pretty low, so I'm gonna guess 9,000.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay, so Noah, you said what, 10,000?
Yes.
And John, you said 9,000, so you went 1,000 below.
Hmm.
So Noah won, but he's completely off. It's 50 million, Noah. Stop saying you know the answers when you're not even close. I'm not lying. If you next time you say you know the answer, I'm minusing points just for that. You're not even damn close. But you did win because you're closer than 9,000 because John went 1,000 under. So you still won, but I'm removing your privilege of saying you know the answer because you don't. Okay. So there you go. But so now you have 50 bucks, and John, you have 30. John, man, you gotta might need to do some double or nothing or some free answers, buddy, because you're going down. There we go. All right, moving on. Question 5. Ooh, this one's fun. How many Big Macs does it take to kill you?
Probably that many. Probably less than the chicken nuggets.
I mean, with how much shit's on a Big Mac, that would make sense.
How much? I would like to spend my points. I'm going to go double nothing.
Double or nothing. Okay, he's going for it.
I'm going to say, like, 83.
Okay.
I'm going to say 75.
Okay, John, you said 83?
Yep.
I don't believe it. Double or nothing worked because the answer is 250. The answer will surprise you. I think you actually die from something else. It wouldn't be the Big Macs that kill you. It'd be external again. I think it'd be like the salt intake. I believe it'd be the salt intake. I'm pretty sure. John was closer. Double or nothing worked. So now you guys are tied again. 50-50. Nice. So there you go. There's that. Question 6. Oh, Noah's going to love this one. How many potatoes does it take to kill you?
Ooh.
A good amount, probably.
You guys got a lot of spending money. Just remember that.
Can I buy a double or not double or nothing? Higher or lower?
Do you want to spend $2 for higher or lower?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going to happen is you're going to give me your first guess, and I'm going to say higher or lower.
Okay.
So are you confirming on that one? You want to do that one?
Yes.
Okay.
10,000.
Hot and higher.
Okay.
By the way, for those viewers wondering at home, the reason that's so cheap is because that also technically helps your opponent, especially if you ask that first before they answer with their answer.
Right. 185,000.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with 500,001.
Did you go one above Noah? What was yours, Noah?
185,000.
Oh no, he's just being meme. He's being a meme. So guys, you're gonna be this would have been a great one to maybe get the first three numbers on because the answer is 72 billion potatoes.
That's a lot.
You would definitely die of something else, like carbs, or I don't know what you die by with potatoes, like maybe even salt, but like you would die by just exploding at this point. So with that one,
I have old age before any of that happened.
Yeah, basically. So now, John, you're at 60. Noah, you're at 48. So.
God damn it!
I mean, you even spent money. I didn't really help that much, did it?
I am spending money, but it didn't fucking work.
No, you didn't spend. You didn't use a good one. Like the higher or lower is like the cheapest one you can buy. You cheapskate.
Yeah.
Either way, it's question 7. How many apples does it take to kill you?
Can I guess the first three numbers?
Well, you don't guess the first three numbers. I give you the first three numbers. But yes, you can.
Jesus Christ. No,
this is question 7. You want the first three numbers?
Yes.
Okay. There is... I'm just going to send it... So similar to that one game show, it's the number thing. I'm just going to send it to you in Discord privately. So how many apples does it take to kill you? Okay. That is the answer. You might understand it, you might not. We'll see what happens.
Can I buy the first two numbers?
Are you all, okay, so, okay, hang on. So, John, you spend, how much is that? That was 7, the first three numbers. Noah, you're spending also?
Yeah, only for the first two numbers.
Oh, you want the first two numbers, okay.
Yeah.
So that is 53 for John, and then Noah's spending, I think that's 5, I'm pretty sure. Nope, two numbers is just 3, nice, okay. Alright, Noah, I will send you the first two in Discord as well.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the first two numbers.
Or is it...
Wow, so you know what, man, can't believe this. I mean, I already know it, but...
I'm gonna say 410.
Alright.
Okay, I think that's a slightly weird guess for the first two numbers, but I'm just gonna say 405.
Okay, so Noah, remind me what you said?
And he said 410.
Okay, and John's saying 405?
Mm. Yes.
So John's closer, but John, man, you had a very obvious answer, because the answer is 40.
Okay.
And there's not a third number, so I gave you an X, because it's not the third number.
I thought that if it was something that, like, it would have been the exact answer... I thought it was in the 400s, but it was like 401 or 403, and the X was just like, so there was, it wasn't just like, here's the answer.
No, if you, there's some of these that are not three numbers, and or like they're not three numbers, so like if you ask on a question like that, you're going to receive an X, so that you basically, if you spend it up wisely on a good question, you might even get the full answer at that point, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
So, moving on. Where were we? This was the apple one. So, question 8. How many heads of lettuce does it take to kill you? This was interesting to me. So, we'll see what you guys say.
Well, I've got a feeling something external would kill you before the actual heads of lettuce.
By the way, John, you have $63. Noah, you have $45.
Huh. Cool.
Easy.
You know, see. John, you fucking goddamn motherfucker.
The more you swear, the more, like, I'm gonna just murder you, Noah.
Fine, I won't swear.
Let's see. Heads of lettuce.
Can I buy two things at the same time, or just one?
You can mix and match, yeah. If you want to spend more money, then yeah.
Okay, can I buy the first three numbers and a double or nothing?
Oh,
that is
interesting combination. Okay. Interesting. Okay, so you want to buy the first three numbers, which I believe is 7, because I just did that for John. Yes, it's 7. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then you want to buy double or nothing. Interesting. So you're down to 38 points, but will this pay off? The answer is probably not. Okay, I'll send you the first three numbers in Discord. Again.
Thank you.
That's not what I wanted, damn it. Okay, there we go. Let me just verify that my number's correct. It is heads of lettuce. There's the first three numbers.
First three. Oh, I think I see.
John has so much money, he just buys all of them.
I will buy everything.
Just buys higher or lower, double or nothing.
I think I've got an answer.
All right.
Hold on. Let me check something real quick. I'm not cheating, I promise.
Then what are you checking there?
I feel like he's cheating a little bit.
I think you might be cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to duck points for that.
Something.
Well, what do you say?
Might have to come over to his house and murder him.
Why can't you say what you're checking? Like, if it's not cheating, like.
Might have to burn down an orphanage.
It's not cheating. I'm just seeing if.
It's not cheating. I'm just looking up the answer. You dummy.
Okay. I think I got the answer right. Uh-huh. 10 billion.
That is something.
That is something. He said.
10 billion heads of lettuce.
All right.
Geez. Well, I'm going to do something a little bit cheeky here. I'm going to spend my money on higher and lower.
Okay, spend $2 for higher or lower.
And my guess is $10
billion. That is so funny. That is clever, though. That is clever. Way lower.
Okay. Then I'm
going
to go.
That is so cheeky, dude. Oh, my God. John's cracked the code. Holy shit.
Wow.
You could have avoided this by letting him answer first.
Also not guessing 10 billion? It's a very weird number.
But John, what's your answer knowing that?
My answer will be, I'm going to say 100,000.
All right, John is close, but not close at all, actually. He's won, but he's not close. The answer is, heads of lettuce, 10. The answer is 10.
10 will kill you? Wow.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things that I found out that was the answer. I'm like, why? I couldn't look into it too much because I was actually in a important setting that I had to put my phone away for. But like, I was just like, wow, that's crazy, man. I don't know what's. I assume it's again the water or something, or there must be the nutrient. I don't know what it'd be, but I assume because it's heads of lettuce, maybe your stomach would get so full of lettuce that.
Heads of lettuce are quite large, so I guess that sort of makes sense. But it is a little surprising.
It is, yeah. I mean, if you try and quantify 10 heads of lettuce, though, like, think about this. Like, chop up 10 heads of lettuce into, like, a salad. That's a salad that can feed, like, an entire orchestra of people, right? Mm-hmm. If you ate that all by yourself, I'm sure you're dying of, like, your stomach exploding or something, right? So, yeah, I'm sure it makes sense, but it's definitely weird. Also, Noah, by the way, John, if you want, he got the first three numbers. You just had the scenario because it was 10X, meaning 10 was the number. And there wasn't a third number, so I replaced it with an X, which is what literally I just told you. So Noah completely forgot that, apparently. Just
no, what exactly were you checking?
Probably the math of 10X or something. I don't know.
I thought he meant 10 times something.
If so I gave you the first three numbers, why would I give you a math equation? That doesn't make any sense. Because also, I just told John that, hey, I told John, but it was it publicly. It wasn't in the private. I'm like, hey, if you use it wisely on a question that doesn't have three numbers, I'm going to replace a number with an X. So you basically get the answer for free because you're smart enough to use it. And
yeah, the way he responded sounded like that's what happened, but then he was like, 10 billion. Like, okay, well, clearly so. That's stupid.
Okay, well, clearly, John, you were incorrect on that assumption because, John, you're at $71. No, you're at 38. You really got to not lose so bad. So moving on. Question 9. How many pieces of candy does it take to kill you? And if you, this will, by the way, just to make this concise, you would overdose on this. It's not like the sugar, it's not the sweets, it'd be overdosing on candy.
Interesting.
Just the reason I'm adding that benefit is because, technically speaking, like 20 pieces of candy, sugar-wise, would be a problem. But if we're talking straight up overdosing on candy, then that's the number you're looking for.
Let's see.
And just to reiterate, John, you have $71, no, you have 38.
Okay.
I imagine it's quite a large number, but it could be quite a small number, too.
Really? I'm thinking smaller.
Yeah. You know what? I got the money. Can I have the first three numbers?
First three numbers coming up. That's minus $7 to spend for that one. All right, first three numbers. Let me just make sure I have that right. Okay, yes.
Can I have the first three numbers, the higher or lower?
I mean,
I suppose. You're gonna wait till I get John done first. There's the first three numbers.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I now that you're both doing this at the same time, I'm very curious to see who gets it correct or like who gets closer. So those are the first three numbers. So very okay. Interesting. So you also want higher or lower, so let me make sure I give her that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. All right, so there you go. The money has been spent. So now you can submit your answers. I wonder who's gonna bite first, though. That's the question. I'm assuming John, just as a wise maneuver, he bought higher or lower. So I'm assuming he wants you to go first.
Yeah, that sounds likely. You might want to pull the same cheeky strat.
There is the number value option, by the way, guys. I don't know if you forgot about it, but that basically I'm gonna give you a number range. So if you just wanna say the answer, because if you can't say the same thing as your opponent. So if John guesses the number exactly and Noah's like, oh crap, that probably is the number, then he can't say that number. He has to say something higher or lower. Because you can't say the same number because then it could be a tie, right? So
right.
But the number value is $5 if you want to spend it.
Okay. Hey John, you can go first, buddy old pal.
I'm trying to think of what I want to guess with this information. And also, I don't want to go first. Why can't you go first?
Because I don't want to go first. You go first.
I think, John, you're winning by a bunch. I would probably just let him. I would probably just let you go first.
So, yeah, okay.
And also, if you guess the exact number, he can't say it. So,
you know what? I'm going to guess. This is a wild guess. This would be interesting if this is true. I'm going to say 262.
Okay. Noah, you have your... Remember, you have your higher or lower thing. So your first guess, I'm going to tell you higher or lower.
Yeah. 263. 263?
It is lower than that. Okay. 261. Okay. I think no one knows he lost anyway, because John, that is the exact number. 262 is the exact number. Very smart of John. Very smart. That was literally the only way John was getting out of that, because Noah had higher or lower. So if whatever John guessed, he was just going to say the same number, like a number near it, and he probably would have got it. So yeah. So that was really the only way John was getting out of that, if he guessed the exact number, and surprisingly he did. So there you go.
Yeah. I was thinking like also like 2,000 would be a lot of candy.
Yeah. Yeah, no overdose in candy would take 262 pieces of candy. It's pretty outrageous. But moving on to question 10, we only have a couple more left. How many marshmallows does it take to kill you?
I imagine this is pretty quick. Ooh. Marshmallows are, like, deceivingly, like, killingness. I'm not trying to think of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just pure sugar, really. And then it's also that if you have too many in your mouth at once, you can choke. So yeah, they're deceptively deadly.
That's the one.
Well, similar to the candy one, won't you also overdose?
Not for this one, no.
Okay.
Oh.
I actually don't know what causes you to die. I should probably look this up because it's very curious.
Yeah, actually, like two giant marshmallow.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but John, you have $74, and Noah, you have 29.
Yeah.
I know. If you want to win, I would do double or nothing until the end of the game, because like you won't win otherwise. Like you actually need to do double or nothing until the end, if you want to win.
Yeah. Can I buy a double or nothing, please?
Yep, sure can. I wouldn't spend anything else though, because you don't have enough money for anything else, really.
You think?
No, I don't think I know. I'm looking at the stats right now.
Let's see here. Marshmallows.
Really?
What?
That's what
killed
you. Interesting.
A marshmallow.
What? The scientific study. It's a 2-hour-long documentary. What is a marshmallow? Narrated by Morgan Freeman, because he narrates.
I listen to that.
I mean, pretty much.
Okay.
John, you have a lot of money, man. You buying anything there? Are you buying double or nothing? You buying higher or lower?
I don't want to buy number value, higher and lower and then be... Yeah, I don't want to give Noah any information.
Well, if you let him go first for higher or lower, then you can do higher or lower. If you buy the number value, that's private as well. So I privately message you the number value. It's like I said, it's a small value. So $5, because $5 is a good portion. It'd be not like, it wouldn't be like 1 million to 10 million if it was like 7 million, right? It'd be like way smaller value than that. And then the first three numbers would be private. I mean, basically everything's private except for higher or lower, essentially.
Interesting. Okay. I will go with the first three numbers.
First three numbers for $7. You got it. Make sure I got this right. Oh, you're so close to 69, man. Damn it. It's fine. Everything's fine. All right, first three numbers. I'll make sure I have them right. I do. First three numbers. All right, John, here's the first three numbers.
Really? Interesting. Okay, well, then I'm going to guess. 4.
What?
No, was having an aneurysm over there? He muted himself?
Okay, I'm gonna guess 3.
All right, John got the exact. That was a very smart one to do it because there's only one number. So when he asked for the first three, he got a 4 and double X. The wait, answer, by the way, we're not talking about small like marshmallows you put in your thing. We're not talking about marshmallows that you put on your whatever the freaking your s'mores. We're talking about the giant ones that they sell. And I was curious, how it killed you. Apparently, the big ones have chemicals in them that if you take too much, your stomach actually sort of like bubbles over in a sense. And it kind of destroys your stomach lining a little bit, and it can be fatal. Someone has actually died from eating 4 marshmallows before.
Damn.
So,
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a pretty serious stuff. I was very curious as to what caused it, but that's probably what caused it. It also says there's situations where it can get, because it's so sticky and stringy, like you know how marshmallows are, it can actually get stuck in your throat and block your airways, causing you to suffocate. So fun. Apparently an unfortunate man died from eating just 6 of them, and the last one he ate did that to him. It completely blocked off his airway, and he was alone, so unfortunately no one was able to help him. So yeah, the marshmallows are deadly, man. Like I said, we're not talking about the small ones. The small ones you put in your hot chocolate, totally fine. Eat as many of those as you want. Just remember the sugar amount that's in those. We're talking about the big ones that you have by yourself as just a marshmallow. You don't put it on anything. It's just a marshmallow.
Right.
Because even the ones you put on s'mores are small. Like those you can probably eat 20 of and you'll be just fine. We're talking about the big
ones. Never buying a jumbo marshmallow in my life for now. Not that I know that 4 kills you.
Yeah, they are dangerous. I believe it even says on the packaging, do not... Like, make sure you fully chew it or whatever it says, because if you don't chew it all the way, that's how it gets that's how it can block your airways and suffocate you. Because also, now that I'm thinking about it, even if there was someone around to help with that, what would they do? Like, if it's literally like string, if it's literally like a web stuck in your throat, like, how would you get rid of that without being taken to a hospital? And at that point, wouldn't it be too late? So, like, that just sounds terrible. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna buy marshmallows again. Can we get off this one?
No, you can buy the small ones and the s'mores ones. Just don't buy anything bigger.
Like the jumbo marshmallows are the killers.
Those are the killers, yeah. Question 11. How many french fries does it take to kill you? We're talking about fried french fries, not like oven baked, not like... Yeah, fried fries, yeah.
Oh, so the ones like soaked in McDonald's grease, gotcha.
I wouldn't say that, but sure. Also, John, you have $79. No, you have $29. So just remember that.
Ah, poor.
Poor.
I'm scared to spend any more money right now.
I mean, you literally would lose if you don't, so I'd be...
You should probably spend some money, man.
You have double or nothing. That's literally the only way to save yourself is if you double or nothing in the last couple questions here.
Give me a double or nothing, then.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm gonna once again buy a first three numbers because those have been doing me well.
Oh my fucking god! Fucking guy.
Well, to be fair, Noah, I don't imagine this is gonna help him as much. So
he's gonna,
gonna be flat out with you. He's gonna be flat out with you. I don't think it's gonna help him as much.
I was thinking,
but it has for the last fucking three.
I'm literally the one looking at the answer. I'm telling you, it's not going to help him that much. It helps him a little, probably, but not that much.
Okay. Yeah, like this, it narrows it down a little, but like it doesn't narrow down a whole lot.
You can always buy the number value, John. You have a lot of money.
I think I'm good with that one.
God damn it. Why is no one buying that one?
You have a lot of money, Mr. Richard.
It's a principle.
More than enough.
I said he does have a lot of money, Mr. Richie Rich.
Hey, listen.
Well, he's too good for my number value, apparently.
You know what? Fine. Just because you're so salty about it, I'll take a number.
I am salty about it, damn it.
Just like these facts.
I can't believe you would offend me in such a manner.
Imagine it's something similar to one of the other ones where you're dying from the salt, right? Unless it's not like McDonald's fries, because there's not necessarily
no,
salt.
We're just talking about like normal fries you would fry by yourself, not fast food fries, because those are gonna kill you more.
Yeah, they gotta kill you way quicker.
Right. If they're just regular old French fries, you're probably dying from the oil or the salt amount,
or the potatoes. Although potatoes last you a long time, apparently.
Yeah,
to be fair, they do. That is the range, my friend.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
There was another range I could have given you, but I feel like it would have been too obvious, so I went with that one.
Yeah.
And I give Noah some slack. No, I would answer before he answers, because that way you can get closer.
I don't even know how many French fries would kill you. So I don't know a good answer.
You haven't known any of these. You just guess. Yeah. That's kind of the point of the game.
It's a guessing game.
Okay.
Sometimes educated guess.
About 9,999.
All right.
I'm gonna guess 20,000.
Son of a fucking bitch.
20,000.
Yes.
I don't believe it. John has done it again.
No fucking way.
The answer is 200,000. What was the number there? 200,000 fries. I'm assuming, again, stomach explosion, salt, it's something external. Right. You're not even going to be able to finish all the fries.
That's
will John get
the
$100? That's the question. All right, the second to last question. How many eggs does it take to kill you?
Oh.
More than one, probably.
Okay. Well, no shit. If I had to guess, though, what would probably kill you from this is probably the protein content.
Perhaps.
The protein is good.
Yes, protein is good, but it's not good in large portions.
Can't believe this.
Like, you can't go eating 1,000 grams of protein a day. That'll fucking kill you.
I'll do it.
That proves the science is wrong.
Interesting. You gotta go double nothing, don't you? Because you're a little bird boy.
Yeah, I do. Do anybody have double nothing, please, Ethan?
Uh-huh.
I forgot how much these are costing me.
Costing a lot.
10 points. It's costing your 10 points. You would win if you get it right.
Yeah.
That's assuming you get it right, though, which you haven't yet.
Of course.
I'm gonna assume it's not in the 100 range because I don't think it would take that many to kill you.
Now, John, you have so much money that you could buy the world at this point. So that's
okay. You know what? Yeah, you're right. You right.
You're right. I still want to get a soundboard. Somewhere.
I'm gonna get the once again asking for first three numbers.
All right.
Oh, son of a fucking bitch.
I should have made this one the 10 one.
Listen, just, like, get good.
Again, I'm not totally sure this was going to help him that much.
Okay.
You said that about the last one.
To be fair, no, your answer was absurd, so I don't know what
you're saying. Your answer was terrible.
The actual amount of shit that would kill you was absurd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how the game show works.
Okay. I'm gonna guess 86.
Okay, well, I'm gonna guess 10,600. Wait, no, not 10,600. No, wait, yes. No. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god.
I'm struggling here. That's what I'm guessing.
I'll take 10,600. Wait, wait. Kill you. No, wait, yeah, wait, wait. 10,600. Wait, no, that's alright.
So, okay, 10,600. Oh, wait. 10, 600.
Okay.
Gotcha. No, I don't believe it. You got it correct because we didn't get it correct, but you got the closer because the answer was 106.
Damn it! I thought about saying that, but I thought it'd be higher.
I love jobs. Damn it! Like,
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Sucks to be me, I guess. I lost 7 points.
John.
All right, Noah. This is the last question, man. You got to do dumb or nothing.
I know.
So, last question. How many milkshakes does it take to kill you?
Oh. The one thing I love the most and probably won't want after this episode ever again.
You will be just fine. Calm down.
Yeah, I imagine, like, you wouldn't want to reach this number if you were gonna, like, be drinking milkshakes unless you're just, like, insane.
Now, speaking about insanity, yeah. John, you have a lot of money.
I do.
Do you want to spend some of it? You got double or nothing, we got the values, we got the revealing numbers.
You know, we'll go with, we're gonna splurge a teeny tiny bit. We're not only gonna go with the tried and true three numbers, but we're also gonna go with the money range.
I'm giving you a chance here, man. You need to answer right now.
Oh, shit.
I gotta make this close, because if I give it to John first and then Noah doesn't answer, John's winning. So, you need to answer right now.
56.
Okay. So John wants the first, so I'm gonna give you the number value first to build suspense.
Okay. Of course.
So here is the number value. Let me make sure I have that right. Yes. There's the number value. Okay. And then here's the first three numbers you said, right?
Yes.
All right, here's the first three numbers.
Really? I mean, that makes sense. That's probably the one that I'm, like, least surprised about, actually, now that I think that's in, like, more than 2 seconds. Yeah. I'm gonna say 13.
All right, question 13. The answer 13 is exactly correct. I'm assuming it's from, again, filling the stomach. I'm not sure what it'd be. Maybe it'd even be the sugar at that point. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that means John got double or nothing on that one, man. It's freaking great. Or no, you didn't do double or nothing.
I didn't
on
do
you
just
did
the other. Yeah, just my range.
But you were so. You should have done it, man. You would have gotten 100 points. You got well over 100 points.
I could have done it, but, you know.
I don't believe it. Well, there's no drawing this out. John is the winner with 89 points. Noah lost with 39. At least he got that other question right. That means John's winning streak of game shows is building into season 2. So it's very interesting. I wonder if it's just like an on and off thing. I wonder if John's going to eventually lose and then Noah's going to take his reign back. We'll see what happens there. I mean, my guess is if another Foodgevity thing comes along, Noah's just screwed. So there's that. But I think the major thing that didn't know was you did too many doubles and nothing in the beginning where you were like, oh, I know this one, and then you lost.
Yeah.
That was kind of the main thing that killed you. If you had just done what John was doing, which was like getting the first three numbers and then maybe doubling, that one move you did would have been awesome if you got it right, but you did double or nothing and also got the first three numbers or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you had gotten that right, that would have skyrocketed you, but you failed, so you didn't. But John, you won again, man. Do you have a winner's speech?
Yeah, this was, I don't know how I felt about it at first. I definitely took a second to find my footing, but like once I was buying those things and and was getting answers correct, I was on a roll there. So like it was pretty good. It was fun. I will say that Noah's tragic loss of that one where he had the three numbers and the answer was like 10.
Yeah.
After he had learned that if you have an X, that means there's no number in that thing. So like honestly, no, just get good. Like honestly, like
Damn, we're throwing shots over here, are we?
go cold, like oh.
Did you say ho ho? What are you fucking Santa? Like, I'm gonna give John Cole this year. Just gives him a whole nuke. Noah was talking about nukes before we started this episode. No, Santa Noah just gives John a nuke in his stocking. Comes down, sees that it's detonating.
Oh, this is not good on
And
Black Three.
then, no, there's a post, like a yellow post note that's stuck to it. John walks close to look at it, says, "You didn't lose the game, you lost your life." And it explodes right after that.
What a way to die.
What a way to die. You didn't lose the game, you lose your life. Fucking nuke explodes. That'd be so funny. But Noah, you lost another game show, man. What do you got to say for yourself?
I guess game shows just aren't my strong suit right now. Fuck.
Yeah, you're in like a dry streak, man. So
Yeah, it's tough. God, this feels like one of my post-race interviews in the league.
what?
I'll tell you after the episode.
What are you talking about?
I think
Anyway,
he's gone
he's gone mad with power because he wants to destroy John with the nuke now. But
I
anyway,
could make it happen.
anyway, no, you can't.
How?
Now that that game show's over, that was the first game show of season two. So hope you enjoyed. We're gonna be doing some more game shows in season two. I have a really fun one planned. I'm not gonna tell you the name of it, but essentially, it's one of the most like different game shows we've ever done. It's essentially the entire, I'm not gonna tell you the name, but the goal of the game show is to make sure that the universe is stabilized and doesn't go into catastrophe. It's gonna be very, very interesting. That's the next one we're going to be doing, so that's why I'm telling you about it. Like I said, I'm not gonna tell you the name, but it's gonna be very different. It's also gonna be the only topics where points don't exist. So yeah, it's gonna be very interesting. So with that being said, now that we've done the winners lose speech for the respective winner slash loser. And getting on with the other. So, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope it provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. That's what we do around here. You can find me on YouTube and Twitch and Fiverr, all under the name of Flapjacksy Gaming. On YouTube, we do a bunch of stuff, lots of fun gaming content over there. Twitch, we do horror games. You're going to see a lot of Fez, we're going to start doing Lethal Company maybe, and all that cool stuff. And then on Fiverr, I am a writer, so you can pay me to write things that you don't want to write. So, maybe you have like a stupid English assignment that you don't want to do, or you have a college research paper you don't want to do, or maybe you have a part in your book that you just can't seem to get right and you want someone to do it for you, then I'm your guy. Go check me out over there. And you can find John on Twitch and YouTube. By the time you listen to this, I'm probably sure he's going to be uploading again on YouTube, so go check that out. Following and subscribing on YouTube and Twitch respectively is free, so go do it. There's no excuse. If you don't do it, I will steal your chocolate chip cookies and you'll never get them back. You can find Noah on NoahDog54 on Xbox / Windows, and you can chat with him over there. You can also chat with him on his own Instagram account, NoahDog5434. He's also in charge of the Provokers Official, so on Instagram, same thing, the Provokers Official. It's the Instagram for the podcast. He's going to give you weekly updates when the podcast goes live. We might do promotional stuff on the line. If we ever do a merch-related thing, you'll see merch drops there as well, so just go check it out. Yeah, we also have a Patreon. You can check the Patreon. There's a lot of cool stuff. We have a bunch of tiers. All the tiers have different benefits. Depending on the tiers you pick, you might get certain rewards as such. Like, you can be on the podcast on the highest tier. You can create a game show with me on my tier. All that fun stuff. So go check it out. Attached to the podcast, or attached to the Patreon, we have the store, which is external from the tiers. You do not have to be an existing member to access the store. Where we have the Provokers Extended Cut, which is essentially like a mini series brand of the Provokers. Think of it like the Provoker Junior, because essentially they're like 30 to 40 minute mini episodes that we're just playing games and we're just having fun. There's no winners, no losers, no nothing. It's just like extra content if you choose to pursue it. The first five are $3. That way you can test the waters. So, like, if I was a person that wanted to test it, I wouldn't want to just gung-ho on something I don't know if I'm going to like. So that's why that's there. And the rest of them are $5. So if you like them, you can keep going with those. Yeah, they're lots of fun. So go check them out. But with that being said, guys, thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you guys next time.